1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, now brings you the Hope Sports Roundtable with Ron Weatherby. Brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. Now, here's the voice of Hope College Sports, Ron Weatherby.
Well, good morning, everyone, and a nice bright day today. A little windy, but nice outside. And the Hope College Flying Dutchman getting ready for a big ball game tomorrow as they host the Britons from Albion for the MIAA Championship and an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. And Coach Cribbs, you had a bye week, which is usually kind of tough. You give the guys a little time off, and then you had to come back this week and work real hard for the ball game tomorrow.
Yeah, motivation wasn't that tough this week. We did take a couple of days off last week. We went bowling one day. We gave the players completely off one day. We practiced Thursday, Friday, gave them the weekend off again, then came back and got in our regular game week mode. And I think the enthusiasm, the excitement has been outstanding this week. Our guys are almost giddy. They're ready to play this game.
Well, taking a look at this Albion ball club out there, really, they don't have a lot of seniors, but their seniors are in key positions. And they have a great running back out there in Williams. And then they have three linebackers, two corners and an inside linebacker, that are all seniors that are back from last year. And the middle linebacker, I understand, is the leading tackler in the conference.
Brett McCarty from Caledonia, a young man that we recruited. He happens to be the cousin of Jason Moeller, the good soccer tennis player that Hope has. So he's a good player. And like you say, they have some guys in key positions that are veterans. But I think it's to their credit. They've done it with a fairly underclass team, and they've kept themselves right in the race.
This Albion team has been a bit of a sleeper, hasn't it, Coach? You look at their statistics, and they rank second, third, fourth place in all the major statistics. Hope is above them in almost everything. They haven't blown anybody out all through the season. They got beat soundly in non-MIAA games, but they've just done enough this season to beat their opponents.
Yeah, I'd say, again, that's to their credit. They found a way to win those close games and keep chipping away at it, and they put themselves, you know, they clinched a share of the MIAA championship last week with the win over Adrian. So the best we can do is share it, but the winner's going to get the prize and get to go on to the NCAA tournament.
We want to remind listeners, Albion is 5-0 in the MIAA, undefeated. Hope is second place all by itself at 4-1, so a win for Hope tomorrow makes identical 5-1 records with Hope and Albion. And Coach Krebs, your team would have an MIAA championship. That'd be the first one since 2007.
That's correct. It's time to get it.
And you have one of the players defensively that's going to be an important cog tomorrow afternoon, as Albion likes to throw that little short pass, and you've got to have good corners that can come up, play a little bump and run on the outside receivers. You can't let them throw that one in front of you every time and catch it for 10 yards and crack.
Well, both of our corners have performed well. We had Adam Druger in a couple weeks ago, number two from Holland. Today we have Kirby Crook with us. Kirby's from Beech Grove, Indiana, down near Indianapolis. Has played extremely well for us. Just a sure corner, great cover corner. Finished eighth in the nation last year in passes defended. I don't know where he stands right now. It's, you know, it's the stats don't really matter. There's one thing on our mind, and that's trying to get the Britons on Saturday.
Well, I thought it started the first ball game when they ran against this North Park ball club, and they started doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, we changed and came up and met them defensively. And since that time, I think these two corners have just gained this tremendous confidence out there that, okay, we may get beat once someplace along the line, but doggone it, we're going to make a fight out of it.
Yep. And they've done that. You know, I'm so proud of these guys. Kirby's the exact kind of guy we want in the program. He's a great student. He's a great athlete. He's a great person. Comes from a great family. He's everything we want in a football player at Hope.
Well, Kirby, you're kind of looking forward to this one out here. You've got to be a senior now, and everything's going your way. One more ball game, and you're MIAA co-champs, and NCAA bound.
He's not a senior, though.
He's not a senior?
Junior. Oh, right. He just plays like a senior.
That's right. Got one more year.
That's better yet.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're a player who's out of state. Where are you from, Kirby?
Indianapolis area. So and Beech Grove is the town.
Where'd you play high school ball?
Beech Grove High School. It was a small school in Indy, about 800 kids.
How many in your graduating class?
There's about 150.
What sports you play there at Beech Grove?
Football and baseball, both.
And what brought you to Hope College? That's quite a ways from Indianapolis.
Yeah, right? It is, about 4 hours. But I came up here on a church trip my junior and senior year both and really liked the area, so figured I'd check it out and fell in love with the place. So,
and what did you decide your senior year?
Yep, it was pretty late, actually, just right at the end or right at the beginning of May, I decided where I wanted to go.
And made a commitment to play true amateur athletics, made a commitment to play football for the 4 years in college. Huh?
That's right, yeah.
What's your major?
Business management.
And how many classes you taking this semester?
Taking four, so I'm taking a full load, 16
full
credits.
Load this time.
Yep. Oh. Yep.
What's the best team you played this year?
I got to say Illinois Wesleyan. They're in a tough conference, and we played them pretty well, but couldn't quite come out with the victory.
This season, which game would you rank your very best game?
Hopefully this next one.
Coach got a big smile on that one, sitting yeah. next to his fine defensive back, and you said this is the one you want the best.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Who's the hardest hitting running back you played against this year? Does one come to mind?
Not particularly. Adrian was a bruiser. They always bring it though. They're always a physical.
Adrian
team.
Hit hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Team in good spirits this week?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're very excited. Like Coach said, the motivation's high.
Serious good spirits or happy good spirits? Or
pretty serious, I'd say. I mean, there's guys that are loose, and that's how they play. But I think overall, we're pretty serious and know what's on the table.
What's it take to win this game this week? What's it take? What, bottom line, what does Hope have to do tomorrow?
We've got to put together in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams.
You could be a coach in a couple of years.
No, I watched practice a little bit yesterday, and it looked like the guys were having some fun as well as getting some work done. And defensively, I think, was being a stress primarily, and a lot against the short passing game. Are you looking forward to that, or are you looking for a team that would rather throw the bomb?
Yeah, I definitely think that we can play the short game. A lot of our defenses give up that short pass, and we'll come up and rally and make some sure tackles, you know, just get a lot of people on the ball, and I think that that's important. There's not a lot of teams that can drive, you know, 70, 80 yards down the field doing that, so I think we'll be good. And we'll get a lot of pressure from our D-line.
Well, the defense has, you know, given up some yardage throughout the year, but they seem to get real tough down around that 20-yard line and don't let too many people in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just sheer determination, or what happens?
I think it is. I think a lot of it's, you know, coaching, getting the right defenses in there at the right times, and, you know, just players really knowing when to buckle down there at the goal line.
We haven't really blitzed that often out there to put pressure on, but when we do, it sure works well.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. That's very important, especially as a DB. You know, you really need that pressure to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quick and kind of make him unsure of himself.
Offensively yesterday, I was paying attention when the offense was running their drills, and Atwell takes a little time to get rid of that football. I was counting 6 seconds most of the time when he was throwing anything that was deep at all. So he's got to have some protection up there, so you've got to rely on those offensive linemen a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, they're a fairly young core, but they're tough, they're big, and I think they'll give him plenty of time.
Talking about that red zone defense, Ron, Hope's second in the MIAA in the red zone defense. They've stopped their opponents 14 out of 25 times throughout this season. Coach, I thought Adrian gave the Flying Dutchman trouble by giving up the run and stopping the pass. It was the toughest game passing for Hope College, and offensively on the ground, you had a huge game that one. What do you expect from Albion?
They're going to be tough up front. You know, their backers play downhill a little bit more. They're not quite as mobile side to side as some of the guys we played. So what every team's done this year to us offensively, they want Sean Jackson to run behind inside the tackles. They try to box us in. They want that.
You know, they're worried about the wide game with Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson's much more dangerous on the outside. He's not a back that's going to overpower you and run over the top of you. But, you know, if he goes up the middle and hits a seam, he can be gone too. Teams are willing to take that chance. They want to keep him bottled up, keep Mike Atwell bottled up. That's kind of been the game plan all nine games against us.
Say a key is giving Atwell good protection. protection. And if he's good at, if he gets protection, he'll find his receiver.
Like Coach Weatherby said there, you know, he's counting 6 seconds and he hasn't gotten sacked yet. So if we can hold it that long, he'll find an open receiver. It's tough right now. Our scout teams have been exceptional this year. It's tough for Mike to find open receivers some days. Our guys, we're not faking anybody out in practice anymore. They know what we have and they know what we do. And so it's time to go.
Well, I'll get them ready, and they'll be waiting out there. The Britons, there seems to be some feelings between the Flying Dutchman and the Britons. This should be
what
a
kind
little
of feelings?
Well, not so positive.
Yeah, this is a big rivalry, you know. It's Hope Albion. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of set the world right. This is, to me, this is how it should be. Hope Albion for the championship. Last game, it doesn't get any better than that.
Go Hope.
And that's been the Hope Sports Roundtable. Brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and by Googs Pub and Grub on 1450 WHTC.